As the band warmed up for 7 o'clock Spanish Mass at the St. Jude Catholic Church on Sunday evening, 56-year-old Amparo Gonzalez sat in a nearby pew. She was thumbing through this week's church bulletin, which featured a strongly worded letter from San Diego's bishop, Robert Braun. He called the president's contraception rule unjust and said it violated the conscience of Catholics. But when I asked Gonzalez whether she'd ever used contraceptives herself, she didn't hesitate.
¿Usted usó?
Sí, yo usé por 9 años.
Yes, I used them for 9 years. 9 years. I always took care of myself. I decided to have 3 children, and I didn't say whatever God would like to give me. No, it's my body, it's my decision.
Not all Catholic Latinos agree. There are women like 39-year-old Dulce Maria Silva, who goes to Our Lady of Grace Church.
Because my faith is very important. Yes, I'm a Latina, but first and foremost, I am Catholic, so I do uphold the church's teachings.
She said many Catholics treat church like a club, not a faith, and can therefore justify deviating from doctrine. But polling and data suggest that Silva is actually among a small minority of Latinas.
The reality is that the overwhelming majority of our community uses contraception.
That's Kimberly Inez McGuire, a policy analyst for the National Latina Institute for Reproductive Health. She was citing findings from a 2010 study by the Centers for Disease Control. It found that 97% of sexually active Latinas between the ages of 15 and 44 had used contraception, including 96% of Catholic Latinas.
It may be that in many cases their church leaders are saying something different, but they feel very comfortable doing what they need to do to take care of their health.
And that should put the Obama administration, which won close to 70% of the Latino vote in 2008, at ease. Gary Segura is a Stanford political science professor and principal of the national polling firm Latino Decisions.
Every poll we've ever done shows that moral issues are not how Latinos vote.
In fact, in those polls, he said, no more than 2% of Latino respondents have ever listed moral issues like abortion or gay marriage as a primary electoral concern.
And if they're not going to vote against Democrats on abortion, they're sure not going to vote against Democrats on contraception.
He said Latinos' top concern this election year was the same as everyone else's, the economy, followed by immigration, education, and health care. That may not be a surprise, given that Latinos have been hit hard by the recession. And it's especially true in working-class Latino neighborhoods like San Diego's South Crest, where by 7 o'clock Sunday night, Gonzalez's church was packed. People stood outside, craning their necks to watch through the doors. Shortly before the start of Mass, I asked Gonzalez whether the stern message her church had been sending out about contraceptives tugged even a little at her moral sense of good and bad.
No, no son malos, no. Malo es traer un hijo al mundo que venga a sufrir.
They're not bad. What's bad is bringing a child into the world to suffer, to go hungry and sick, to not get an education. That's worse. I love God, but it's also my life. He gave it to me, but I make my own decisions. With his consent.
In San Diego, I'm Adrian Florido.